97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
And Wrecker filling in for Mark Reardon. Joining us now is the president of the St. Louis First Responder Canteen. They're an organization that supports first responders across the St. Louis region. Daniel Cunningham, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
We're also a partner this month for the 97.1 Talk in Action. Fantastic work. First responders, they need our support. Tell us what you do.
Yeah, so it's actually kind of a very simple concept. We provide canteen support to first responders when they're out on an extended scenes. It's mostly the fire department on when they're doing a house fire or a fire of some sort. But that consists of water, Gatorade, snacks, things like that they need to kind of rehydrate, replenish their bodies, and be able to continue working on and moving forward through their shifts.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things to respond to. You think, okay, you know, they show up, they do the job, they go back, everything's fine. So tell us what kind of relief this brings to those while in duty and what that means to them.
Yeah, so they are, you can think about we use the term a house fire or a fire in general, the temperature inside that house is 600 degrees plus. When they're in that turnout gear and they're wearing that full body gear and all that kind of stuff that they're doing to fight that fire. And then they come out and they're dehydrated. They're looking for refreshment. They're looking for that kind of thing. So that's a relief to them. It gives them a chance to kind of replenish and be able to continue on. Around here in the St. Louis area, they work for 48 hours straight. So, you know, they might do a call and then come out and then they need to go on to the next. So they're not getting a chance to maybe go back and recover and stuff like that. So that gives us a chance to kind of help them do that and be able to get them back up to where they're at their tip-top shape to be able to fight that fire.
Well, they must really appreciate that. Plus, I think that probably makes them feel cared for, which is a nice thing. How did you think of this to begin with? Or did you have somebody who was a firefighter in the family? How did it start for you?
Yeah. So I've learned about this program. There's other major cities that have this kind of thing and stuff like that, and other smaller cities as well. So, but my dad was a volunteer firefighter as I grew up. So I always thought that I would become a volunteer firefighter. Ended up in St. Louis. Everything is career firefighting here.
Yeah, it is.
So when I heard about it, I approached the Florissant fire chief at the time and said, hey, why don't we have something like this in the area? And he's like, great idea. We're going to help you start it. And so it was kind of a one-man show for about 2 months until we figured out the details. And then from there, we've grown. So that was in 2018 when we first got started.
Well, Daniel, do you listen then? I'm a person who listens to scanners just for traffic. So is that how you find out where to go?
So we actually, early on, that's exactly kind of what we did.
I wondered.
As we grew what we did, we now are actually part of the fire department system. So we are actually dispatched just like any other fire truck is.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah. Yeah. So we, anytime it once it's declared a working fire or something like that, an emergency where they need us, then they dispatch us just like they do anybody else.
Wow, that is something. Yeah. You think about those firefighters when the alarm goes off. What's going through their mind? Okay, I got to get my equipment. I got to get out as fast as I can. There might be kids in that house.
Yep.
There might be someone in that house that needs to be saved. They're not thinking about, better go grab the Gatorade. Run to the kitchen real quick.
Right.
Like,
right.
I think about what it's like to have kids when you're trying to leave the house and they all want snacks. They all want drinks. It takes you an extra 20 minutes to get out the door. We can't have that for firefighters when they're trying to save lives. So you're offering what I think is a very important service because it helps, I'm sure, their response time. One less thing they have to worry about.
Yep. Yeah. So, I mean, a fire truck has a small cooler on it, but again, they're on 48 hours. Sometimes they haven't had a chance to restock that and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's one less thing they have to worry about and think about and, you know, to be able to be out there.
Now, how do you get, do you take donations? What do you take out there? Do you take water? Do you take other things? You know, how does that work?
Yeah. So, we are a nonprofit organization. So, we're fully supported by donations, whether it be corporate donations or individuals as well. So, yeah, we water, Gatorade, a few various snacks and things like that. On larger incidents, we actually provide full meals for them.
Oh, gosh.
We've done, you know, Chick-fil-A for breakfast sandwiches. We've done, you know, pizzas. Oh. We've done sub sandwiches. We've done a barbecue food truck, Man Meats, out of Florissant, where they actually will pull up and just serve out of their food truck and stuff like that. We don't, you know, we do that maybe 6 to 12 times a year. We don't need that very often, but even to that extent.
Wow.
So, but all of that's done out of our budget, and we know that's what we do, and that's what we're there for.
That's
you have
really
surveys.
Cool.
Like, do they tell you what kind of things they like? They're like, all right, enough with the red. Like, that red flavor, it's not the... I like the blue, I like the purple, but none of the red. Like, do they give you feedback?
They do. It's funny because I can... Some of the ones that we see a little more frequently, they can be walking up towards our table that we set up, and I can look at them and go, oh, I need to get a red ready because I know he wants a red,
oh,
or he wants
gosh.
A blue, or he wants the Slim Jims, he wants the Nutter Butters, you know, whatever kind of thing.
Now, Daniel, who staffs this? You guys are 100% volunteer, yes?
That is correct. We are 100% volunteer. So our team, we have about 30 volunteers.
Okay.
And we, like I said, we cover the entire St. Louis County area. That's kind of our primary response area. So we have volunteers across the county.
Okay.
And when the call comes out, whoever's available goes. That usually is 3 to 4 people on average. Sometimes it's more, sometimes it's a little bit less. But it's just kind of who's available at that given time, whether it's 2 o'clock in the morning or it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon or, you know, any time in between.
And do they each have food? Or, you know, if I was a volunteer, would I just then be assigned Chick-fil-A? I mean, how do I know what to bring?
So we have response vehicles that are staffed and are staged at one in Florissant and then in Monarch, which is Chesterfield area.
Yeah.
And then Fenton and Melville.
Okay.
So we have 4 different locations where trucks are staged. They're always stocked. They're always ready to go. And so one person at minimum has to get a vehicle, and then some will meet on scene. Some will also meet at the vehicle and ride together. So that's how that's all done.
Wow. They've got to be really grateful for this service. What's the feedback that you've gotten from, I guess, the firefighters themselves?
Yeah, the firefighters and the police officers and all them that are there, for sure. It's just nothing but grateful. You know, it's always a thank you. It's always, you know, we appreciate you being here. They know that, you know, we're there just to serve them. So, you know, they love it.
That's
what
awesome.
Happens, like, if there's a house fire and the family's outside watching all their possessions burn down? Do you help them, too?
We do. We take a little bit of time to meet with them. We'll, you know, we'll offer them something to drink. We'll offer them, we carry shoes and socks. You know, you think about a call at 2 o'clock in the morning, somebody runs out of the house because their house is on fire. They don't have, you know, they're grabbing pretty much nothing. So we'll throw, you know, we carry some shoes and socks and stuff that we'll give them as well if we need to. The American Red Cross kind of covers the taking care of them beyond that point. But yeah, we don't ignore them, obviously, in that situation. We make sure we kind of care for them as well in that given moment. So
how can people help if they wanted to make a donation or learn more?
Yeah, our website is just our initials, if you will, stlfrc.com. That is our website on there. There's a way to donate to, you know, support us through that. There's ways if somebody's interested in volunteering, they can definitely sign up there as well for that. And then we do a couple fundraisers a year. We have a big one coming up in October. That's October 19th at Top Golf out in Chesterfield.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it's going to be a fun day. It includes lunch and all that kind of stuff. And there's information on the website for that as well. But that's how we raise money, and that's how we do things. So we'd love any support.
I got to say, I've never heard this before. Is this something that they have in different cities, or is this unique to St. Louis?
No, he said they do have them in different cities.
Is that right?
Yeah. Not every city does, and some are volunteer, some aren't. And American Red Cross does it in some cities. So does Salvation Army and other things. But obviously here, you know, we're the organization that takes care of that.
Daniel, do you need volunteers as well, or is it mainly right now donations you need of you know, money and equipment and stuff?
Yeah, we always can take volunteer. The volunteering is not something like a typical, like a food bank would be or something, where they're just, you're coming in for one time. You're committing, obviously, to doing what we're doing and being available and stuff like that. So sometimes that's not ideal for some people. So that's, you know, where the donations definitely help and support us in that way. But, you know, we're always looking for both.
Wow. St. Louis First Responder Canteen. So STL. FRC, First Responders Canteen, STLFRC.com.
Yep.
You have some photos, your mission on there. You're a nonprofit. I got to tell you, this is wonderful.
Appreciate that.
It's things you don't think about. This is something that it's a little paying attention to the details of trying to help people that are out there saving lives. Often they go forgotten. That it's just the job they do. They go out and they come back and it's over. They get a shower and they go home. Hopefully to their families.
Absolutely.
But if you think about what happens while they're in there, one, it's a stressful situation because you're trying to save lives. But two, you're right. They're exhausting themselves going into house fires. So it's only natural to think that they would probably need some of these things, but they don't always have it readily available.
Yeah.
So this gives them a little something to maybe a second wind, make sure they don't get too exhausted, too dehydrated themselves. Because the worst thing you want is you don't want them getting hurt while inside this fire either.
Right. Exactly.
It's amazing.
It's so hot right now. I have to think they have to be especially appreciative. I mean, it is just disgusting hot.
Yeah. Yeah. We carry, during the summertime, we do cold towels dunked in ice water just so they could put them over their heads and do that kind of thing. And we carry misting fans and some other stuff like that specific for the summer when it's really this hot. Wow. So
that's how
we do it.
Yep.
Daniel Cunningham, president of the St. Louis First Responder Canteen. So First Responder Canteen, FRC. So the website, STLFRC.com. You can make a donation and learn more about the organization right there. Daniel, thank you so much for coming in today.
Absolutely. Thank you. Appreciate
that. It. Yep. And thank you for the work you do. It's truly, truly good work, and it's worthwhile work. And I'm sure you hear this all the time, but I mean, it's just a true blessing to, I'm sure, so many different people in St. Louis.